Happy Halloween. Love hearing your texts coming in at 1-877-300-7275. I was curious what everyone is handing out and what your scary movie choices are. I got Sheila in Weyburn said, Greg, handing out Pringles, chips, and a package of gumballs. Six in a package. Have enough for about 40 kids. That's in Weyburn. I love that, Sheila. Thanks for sharing there as well, too. Sean said, when it comes to movies, the one that scared me the most was Gregory Peck, Lee Remick, and the original Omen. Said I was really young, but I did not know the meaning of 666 until it was revealed on Damien's head through his hair. So scary. I remember watching the original Omen, too, thinking very much the same. What else here? Sarah said she hands out. Oh, yeah, I was talking about how many pieces of candy do you hand out? Sarah believes 4 to 5 pieces of candy. She hands out a couple of mini chocolate bars, a gum, and a Tootsie. That's very generous of you. Text 1-877-300-7275. What are you handing out? What's your scary movie? Would love to hear from you. Not only is it Halloween, of course, it's game day. Game 5 of the World Series, I just found out, is now the most watched Blue Jays game ever. Had an average audience the other night of 7.2 million viewers tuning in. I bet tonight's game is going to be even bigger. Game 6. And Blue Jays fans are gearing up for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We spoke with Monica, who is from Regina and now lives in Toronto. She said, you can feel the buzz in the city right now. Everyone's wearing blue.
I was walking down like First Street the other day in my Jays jersey, and I think I got stopped 3 or 4 different people just to talk about how the Blue Jays are doing.
As for what she's looking forward to the most tonight?
It's going to be so loud. And I would obviously love it if the Blue Jays won the World Series in Toronto, in Canada, because I feel like they're very much Canada's team.
Yeah, I think we all feel that way right now, too. 6 o'clock, you can listen to the game right here on 980 CJME. Yeah, we're the home of the Jays. So if you're out with the kids trick-or-treating, it's easy to be on the move with the Jays, because we're in your ear there. You get your earbuds out, or do you have the old-fashioned transistor radio? You take whatever you need, and you can listen to the game on the move tonight. We've got your back if you're out with the kids trick-or-treating, so you don't miss a single bit of the action. Foo Fighter tickets go on sale this morning at 10 o'clock. Just a reminder, in Regina next fall, September 15th. This is going to be big, and I suggest, if you have a Ticketmaster account, they go on sale at 10, but go online, I say about 1:45, maybe even 1:40, because often what Ticketmaster does, after you've signed in and you click on the Foo Fighter tickets, they'll put you in a queue area and then walk you in at 10 o'clock. Tickets range from $60 to $300 plus fees. I think that's fair. We had Rick Bennett, CEO of the Rail District, on when they made this Foo Fighters announcement, and he had that news conference too where he said he expects it'll be a sellout.
We feel much more confident that Regina's appetite for live entertainment, for large-scale venues, and the band's popularity as well. You stitch those two together, and the Mosaic Stadium being the most modern CFL stadium in Canada is an absolute perfect match.
Yeah, I think this will sell out. Will it sell out instantly? I'm not so sure, but I know there are a lot of Foo Fighter fans, because the nearest concert after this one is Edmonton, will gravitate towards Regina. So it's not just going to be locally. There are going to be a lot of Foo Fighter fans going after these tickets. So yeah, 10 o'clock this morning. But I do suggest you sign in your Ticketmaster account and be on about 15 minutes earlier to get in that queue. Saturday, big day in the CFL. It's the East and West semifinals. They bumped up the game times in case the World Series goes to 7 games. So the East final tomorrow is noon our time, featuring the Bombers in Montreal. And the West semifinal starts at 3:30 with the Lions hosting the Stamps. And, of course, our Riders are going to be watching these games as they wait to host the West final next Saturday. And in the meantime, yesterday, right tackle Jermarcus Hardrick was named West Division's most outstanding offensive lineman for the second time in 3 years. And Coach Mace named the West Division's Coach of the Year for a second straight season. Quarterback Trevor Harris isn't surprised that Coach Mace got it.
He's the man. He's awesome. He's just one of those guys where you know, we have tons of fun, but he commands a lot of respect. And, he's quite the coach.
So we got the semifinals tomorrow. I'm picking Montreal and BC to win. So I think it'll be the Riders and BC a week from Saturday in a not-yet-sold-out West Final. Yeah, there are still lots of tickets left. In fact, to drum up interest, I've noticed the Riders have some deals on. Buy three, get one free ticket. Happy Halloween. I'm loving all these texts coming in at 1-877-300-7275. I was curious about your favorite scary movie. And also, what kind of treats are you handing out tonight? And I'm getting a lot of amazing answers. Joining me now, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. Kevin, Clayton just texted me, and this is a first for me. He's handing out Hot Wheels cars. He said they're individually packaged. He'll let kids pick the one they want while they last. And if they don't want a car, they can pick some turtles out. Like, not live turtles, I'm assuming. Turtle caddies, maybe. You never know what Clayton's up to there, but.
Wow, I've never heard of anybody handing out toys. What a, yeah.
Toidles? Did you say toidles or toys?
Toidles. The evolution of trick-or-treating, I guess.
Yeah, I remember, what was that little plushy craze years and years ago? They were like, you know, about the size of your hand. I forget what they were called. People were saving them. Some were worth more than others over the years. Oh, I remember a neighbor handing those out, little plushy things. But how about you? What are you handing out?
Well, I left it a little bit late, and I was starting to sweat a bit, and I was like, man, I have a lot of apples, but I can't hand those out. You
from
get a Granny Smith, and you get a Granny Smith. I ended up getting a series of full-size chocolate
bars.
Nice.
Way to be,
Kevin. Just 10 of them. Just yeah. I thought, okay, a good
only
round number 10.
Kids?
Yeah, well, I'll get a little bit more than that.
What do you average in your neighborhood?
A couple dozen for our house the last couple years, maybe 25 or so.
So you're going to pick and choose which kids get the full-size candy
I don't know
bars.
How I'm going to do it. But,
well,
and then,
costume.
Yeah,
costume, I guess.
That's true. That's true. And then we have just little bags of chips.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
Hopefully we don't get that many so we can eat the leftovers.
Yeah, no kidding. What will you got? Halloween. You got the Jays game. We're carrying it live at 6 so you can walk about with the kids and listen to it. How are you feeling about the Jays' chances tonight, Kevin?
I'm really, you know what? It's been hard. Because, you know, I don't want to say it, but I kind of have to say it. But it seems like the collective overall, it seems like people have been counting the Jays out in a lot. Like, nobody before the season thought they were going to win the World Series. Let's face it, right? And even at the start of the playoffs, fans of the team, but a lot of the experts were saying that the Yankees were going to beat them. It was kind of a toss-up with the Mariners. A lot of the experts says the Dodgers were going to beat them. So at every turn, it seems like they've been the underdog. So you got to believe that they're going to finish it off tonight.
And all of that, did you tell me if they're going to win tonight or not?
I said, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I wish I had an answer for you, Greg, but it is. Do you think they're going to win?
Well, I'm sticking with my original prediction was they would win in 7. And, and I think that is still, I feel comfortable in that because I am concerned. As much as I appreciate Gausman starting tonight, I think Yamamoto.
Yeah. And there's been there's been one game in this series where the Jays have looked out of place, and it was the last game that Yamamoto started.
So I'm okay if they win tomorrow night. They're going to win the series. I'd love it to be done tonight, but tomorrow night's okay, too. Hey, Foo Fighter tickets go on sale this morning. I know you're a big fan. 10 o'clock this morning, but you had a pre-sale? You already got them?
Yeah, a couple days.
So what'd you spend?
And I know that a few people were on the pre-sale. They had it actually the last couple, 2 or 3 days, and so we're on the floor.
How much did you spend,
We're
Kev?
On the floor.
What'd
so
you spend?
We're on the floor.
What's the ticket worth, Kev?
Well, I guess you should go and look it up when you get your own tickets
well,
to the Foo Fighters.
Well, I'm going to assume it's close to $300 because the high-end ones are $300.
Yeah.
I think that's fair. Like for an act like Foo Fighters.
Well, I guess it depends where they are in your hierarchy of bands that you want to see. And for us, Greg, as you might expect, they're pretty high.
I can tell. There's excitement in your voice when you talk about that purchase. That's awesome. What else is making headlines here this morning?
Yeah, so those are the two big ones. And of course, we talk about Halloween. What's the forecast going to be like? Do the kids need a full-on parka, Greg, or are they going to be able to just use
not going to be that
jacket?
Windy.
So
it is going to be cool.
We'll have the big reveal coming up from Environment Canada.
Full-size candy bars for 10 kids. The rest? Kevin Martell, you are very unique, to say the very least. I appreciate you. Halloween is is here, the one day of the year we encourage our kids to accept candy from strangers. And of course, it's also game day on Halloween. Who would have ever thought that history could be made for the Jays? They could actually win a World Series on Halloween. Let's just hope the bats come alive for them tonight. You'll hear it. 6 o'clock on 980 CJME. We are part of the Sportsnet Broadcast Network. So if you're out with the kids, grandparents, mom, dad, you can listen to the game. We've got you covered. Hot Halloween costumes this year. Apparently, the trendiest for kids is K-pop demon hunters.
The world will know you as pop stars. But you will be much more than that. You will be hunters.
There you go. It is K-pop demon hunters. A huge influence on kids' costumes this year. They say characters from movies like Minecraft, Wicked, also hot. So, I'll be watching to see if I see any of those, but I don't know that I'd recognize any of the K-pop demon hunters. It's one movie I've not yet seen. I know how popular it is. I think it's in movie theaters this weekend. There's a sing-along version. Your kids probably know what it's all about, and if you've had to order a costume, I'm sure you are too. Joining me now is Brett Buster, our resident movie critic. Have you seen K-pop demon hunters?
No, all my friends have. It's not my thing, but they love it. They think it's the greatest thing in the world.
I've seen the trailer. It looks kind of cool.
Yeah, not my thing.
I'm just not into animated movies as much anymore, but I am into scary movies. I said the scariest movie for me is still, hands down, Silence of the Lambs, because I remember going to the theater to watch it and then looking over my shoulder all the way back to the car. It frightened me. It's not really a Halloween movie, though. Would you consider it a Halloween movie?
Not really. I mean, it's
what's a Halloween movie to you? Well, what makes a Halloween movie?
A Halloween movie, I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily take place on Halloween, but if it does, it definitely adds to the ambiance. Yeah. So my favorite Halloween movie of all time is a movie called Trick or Treat. It came out in about 2008. It's a horror anthology where a bunch of different stories happen on the same Halloween night and they kind of overlap. The only problem is it's very hard to find. Like it has mainstream actors in it. But
do you have a copy at your home? Maybe give you your address.
I do have a copy at my house.
It screens tonight. Well, that's a good one. And what about like when it comes to this new series, It? Welcome to Derry. It's second episode drops tonight.
Yeah, I haven't checked it out yet. I've been watching that Chucky series on Netflix because I never caught up with it a couple years ago, but it is definitely on the watch list.
It sounds scary.
Do you think somebody could kidnap a kid and keep him underground in the sewers?
We have 25 disappearances, 7 confirmed deaths, mostly children.
A prequel of sorts to the It movie franchise, complete with Pennywise. Lots of young kid actors in it. From what I've read, a lot suggests it's kind of like the Stranger Things series, which with the kids. And the first episode, I caught a bit of it. It was very scary.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. What else are you looking for this Halloween?
Well, there's a new movie that just came out today. There's a really scary found footage series called Hell House LLC that's on Amazon Prime, and they just released the 5th one today, so I got to check that out. I highly recommend the first one. It's about a group of people who start a haunted house at a haunted, like, abandoned hotel, and then a bunch of really scary stuff. That one actually did scare me. But also, I've noticed on Crave, 3 of the best and most talked about horror movies of the year are there now. And remember Sinners and Weapons, which everyone was talking about, and Final Destination Bloodline. So you can't go wrong with Crave.
I can't believe all these great movies that are all coming out just in time for Halloween. Because Sinners, that was one of the critics' favorite choices, wasn't it?
Yep. And Weapons, I mean, everyone was talking about that trailer
and the kids disappearing.
Yeah. So that's there now. And I mean, there's also Frankenstein coming out on Netflix next week.
It's been in theaters, but
still
it's coming
in theaters.
To Netflix.
Yep. Still in theaters right now.
What do we need to know about the new Frankenstein?
Well, it's 2.5 hours long is the first thing I noticed, and it's directed by Guillermo del Toro. He's been trying to make this movie for about 20 years, so I'm very curious to see how they pull it off. I've heard lots of great things from reviews, but I've also heard that, you know, they don't go with the traditional Frankenstein look. Like, the guy playing him is this very attractive man, Jacob Elordi, who's like 6'2".
Yeah.
So I've heard that they went a little different with the storytelling, so I'm excited.
I just want to say, for the record, I know it's not necessarily a Halloween movie, but if you want to be scared, it's on Netflix right now. Here's my recommendation this weekend. It's called A House of Dynamite, and it literally is about the U.S. president is played by, what's that guy, Idris Elba?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's got to decide what to do as a nuke is on the way to the U.S. This movie is so realistic that Trump's White House just this week put out a memo because in the movie it says the U.S. defense system may not be as accurate to knock nukes out of the air. But they were trying to say, no, that's not true, because a lot of generals and White House officials have worked on this movie to make it as authentic as possible. I'm telling you, it's scary as hell.
Real life scary.
From a real life standpoint, A House of Dynamite. It's on Netflix right now if you want to look for that one. Well, what are you handing up for Halloween candy tonight? Your house.
I mean, the usual. We got the chocolate. We got the candy. And I've had to buy several more bags because my wife keeps eating it all.
That's such a problem
in
your house.
It's very bad.
That wife of yours. Greg Morgoon. I'm not so sure about that one. What would your nickname be, Evan Bray?
I don't know.
Like, do they have little...
I don't know. I guess I'll have to find out, but I don't think I have a spooktacular way to start the show.
We're talking about Halloween treats, what you're handing out. You're not, because you're going, so you're going to get egg tonight, your house.
You think so?
Probably.
Well, what if we leave a bucket on the front step?
Well, I doubt you will. You're going to Saskatoon to be with your grandkids tonight, which is kind of cool, but do you remember getting really weird things in your pillowcase as a kid? Like, I remember the Beanie Baby craze, and one house actually handed them out one year.
Really?
An actual Beanie Baby.
That's a pretty big handout.
Because there were some collectors at the time, right?
But that's a big handout to get that out.
The lamest is the toothbrush, I'm just saying.
Yeah, well,
what about you? Did you ever get anything unusual?
No, I don't remember. I mean, Mrs. Demko in Abernethy used to give out pink-colored popcorn balls, like homemade popcorn balls, which... I don't know, by today's standards, if parents would allow their children to have something homemade, but we look forward to them. I like that.
Mrs.
But we
Demko.
Never got anything cool like a toy.
Yeah.
Like, that's a pretty big...
Somebody told me, texted this morning, they used to hand out Gatorades, and now this year they're doing Pop. But I've had that before. Yeah, that's pretty generous for sure. Definitely a Halloween theme running through your show today, including a chat... about the Jays. How are you feeling game six
I'm kind of with you, Greg. I think Yamamoto's going to be tough. I'm expecting the Jays to win the World Series, but I think they'll do it in seven.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be tonight.
Agreed.
I'd love to be pleasantly surprised.
Who do you want the Riders to face? The semifinals
Lions.
Tomorrow.
The Lions. Because I think we showed in that last game that we can beat the Lions, even with our second stringers. I mean, we had a bit of a run of bad luck there and a couple bad calls, but I think we want the Lions. The Stamps haven't been good for us this year.
I know you're going to have a little chat about football later with and the Jays with Jamie Nye. He's going to be right out of the 8:30 news.
That's
here.
Right. Belton's on today. It's eating time. That's right.
And you're going to be having a chat about scary movies. I've been going back and forth with some listeners myself this morning. One that's come up a few times is the original Omen.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the old 666 in the hairline?
Yeah. Yeah.
That scared the heck out of me, too. What's a scary movie
Well,
for
we
you?
I went, I think I was about 12 or 13 years old. The Thing came out, and we went to a birthday party where the parents of the guy whose birthday it was took us to the Indian Head Theater to see The Thing. Oh, my God. I remember I was scared, absolutely scared. And I haven't seen that movie since. So
Kurt
I
Russell.
Wonder, yeah, Kurt Russell was there. I wonder if it would still, I'd find it scary today, but boy, as a 12-year-old, that freaked me out.
So scary movies is a topic today?
Scary movies, that's right. Kind of those classics. Because tonight, Halloween will get done, Jay's game will be over, and then people want to pop a movie in to cap off their Halloween.
All right, looking forward to the show. Evan Bray back at 8:30.